Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it is 33 degrees, overcast with light winds. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. A proposal to replace the senior citizen sales tax exemption with a $300 rebate is dead. But a measure advanced by the Sitka Assembly last night would still change the exemption, making it available only to senior citizens with low incomes. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
The Assembly defines a low income as twice the federal poverty guidelines. For an individual in Sitka, that's just under $29,000. For a married couple, just over $39,000. The measure advanced last night will also increase the age at which seniors qualify for the exemption from 65 to 67 and a half. That puts it in line with the federal government's retirement age. Seniors must apply for the exemption, be a Sitka resident, swear to their age and residency, and allow city officials to have access to their tax return for proof. If approved, they would receive a photo ID card, which they'd be required to present when making any purchases. Tor Christensen sponsored the means test idea, along with Phyllis Hackett. Christensen says he preferred this plan to the notion of giving all seniors a rebate instead of an exemption.
If we're going to do something, I think that this is cleaner. I really don't like the idea of the $300 rebate just because, one, I don't like the idea of giving money to somebody who makes a couple hundred grand a year. And it doesn't really, I mean, and there's a risk we might lose money on that one, whereas this one there's not. I mean, there really isn't.
City Finance Director Jay Sweeney estimated the means test would bring in about $400,000 to the city's budget. That's about $100,000 more than what the city officials estimated they could get out of the rebate program. But he also said it would require more effort from City Hall. Mayor Cheryl Westover, joining the meeting by phone, had the same concerns.
And another problem I have is, I don't really want to talk about the misuse of the program, but it is, and this doesn't address that at all. I mean, if we give somebody a senior card, there's nothing to say that I can't give somebody $100 to buy me something, or $1,000, or whatever.
The Assembly amended the ordinance so it only applies to purchases solely for the personal use or consumption of the Sitka senior resident and members of their household. Christensen says he put forward the means test to hopefully address the concerns of people like Ron Field, who often has lunch at Swan Lake Senior Center, where the exemption has been a topic of conversation.
Out of all of them that I've talked to, I think I found three that said they can afford to do without the sales tax exemption. And why in the world people that run this town want to tax the people that can least afford it is beyond me.
Field's testimony came before the Assembly debated the sales tax measures. Because so many of the agenda items were related, Deputy Mayor Pete Esquiro, sitting in the chair for the night, asked for testimony on all of them at the outset. He received about an hour's worth of comments from 17 people in Tuesday night's relatively large audience. Tam Fondell, who runs Goldsmith Gallery with her husband Chris, said government should follow the lead of local businesses by scaling back when times are tight.
And I've heard things about, well, we're going to make the hard choices. Well, we made the hard choice as business owners to cut staff and the hard choice to cut what we were going to need to do to continue to operate in the city of Sitka and make our business entity successful and sustain it. And I think that the city needs to cut. I think the school needs to have some serious cuts as well.
City officials say even with extra revenue from changing the tax code, drastic cuts are still likely in the next year's budget. The reason, they say, is a disappearing stream of federal money, along with the need to build up a fund to replace Sitka's infrastructure. They say many of the roads and buildings initially paid for by grants during boom times are starting to fall apart, and that the city has no comprehensive way to cover the millions in repairs and replacements now becoming necessary. The changes to the senior citizen sales tax exemption won't become final until 2 weeks from now, when the Assembly and the public will have another chance to weigh in. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
The Assembly might have set a clear direction last night for the sales tax exemption, but plans to change the sales tax cap are much less clear. That's because the meeting isn't over yet. The assembly called a recess when the clock hit 10:30, as required by city ordinance. When it did so, it was right in the middle of discussing a proposal to raise a cap on sales taxes. Right now, Sitkins only pay tax on the first $1,000 of any purchase. A proposal last night would have raised that to $5,000, but the assembly got a lot of pushback from business owners. Eugene Solovyov is co-owner of the Sitka Rose Gallery. He said raising the cap will make it harder for businesses like his to sell big-ticket items to cruise visitors.
They know that they don't pay tax on Anchorage, or if they're going in the opposite direction, they know the sales tax ceiling is just $1,000 in Ketchikan. They don't pay tax at all on the gift shops, on the cruise ships, and we'll be missing more and more sales. So from your point of view, you won't be collecting the $60, you'll be collecting zero, but from a lot of the businesses' point of view, they'll be missing the entire sale.
Teresa Weiser, representing charter operators, also spoke out against raising the cap. She said there are a lot of factors working against the charter fleet, and this would be one more. Plus, she said a lot of reservations have been made already at one price, and raising the cap would mean businesses would need to shell out money from their own pockets. That concern was shared by Alan Marine, represented by Jamie Cagle and Dave Wolf. They said a lot of their cruises have been booked, and the July 1st effective date on the tax cap would complicate things and cost them money. Wolf and Cagle also said the higher tax cap might force Alan Marine to base its Alaska Dream Cruises somewhere besides Sitka. Wolf is working as controller for Alan Marine, but prior to last spring, he was city finance director. He questioned whether there was any need to adjust the sales tax code at all. He pointed to a city balance sheet that has $10 million in unreserved funds in the general fund.
In the past, we've always had it at a $5 million level. Then as things came up, we took care of it. It would fluctuate back down, and then it would build back up. But now you're asking to raise taxes, and you've got a nice big emergency fund sitting there. Why isn't it being used? And the last thing is, you do not raise taxes during a recession.
The assembly finally settled on language that calls for the cap to be set at $1,500, but they called a recess before any vote could be held. The meeting will resume tonight at 6 p.m. A separate item to remove the sales tax exemption for nonprofits was defeated. And also last night, two Sitka residents took to the microphone to protest some comments made by Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley earlier this month during a forum on taxes at the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Moderator Keith Perkins read a question from the audience. It sounded like a loaded question to Dinley.
Why doesn't the city encourage infrastructure to attract more tourists? Sitka has a terrible attitude against change and development. While they try and figure that out, what I think that...
I think your question is, do you still beat your wife? You're going from the assumption that we're not business friendly, right, that we're not doing those things.
Dinley uttered a phrase often used to point out a loaded question. It brought laughs from the audience at the luncheon earlier this month, but Sitka resident Ginny Blackson did not find the comments funny, and she said so last night.
In the 6 years that I have lived in Sitka, I know a half a dozen women who have been brutally sexually assaulted and received no justice. And so you'll excuse me if I don't think these comments were funny, and that I am offended by both the comment that in where I'm from would never have been made in polite company, and certainly would not have been made by someone being paid to represent the people of Sitka.
She was followed by Brian Sparks, a victims advocate at SAFE, who stepped up to the microphone to echo her sentiments and point out that domestic violence is a serious problem in Alaska. Dinley offered a response later during the meeting.
I'm very uncomfortable sitting here on my comments, and if I offended anybody, I apologize. I was asking an impossible question. My wife was sitting in the audience. I told her to respect my wife and my children. If that offended you or the people that laughed, I'll give you my apology, but that's not who I am.
Dinley's response came at the beginning of a discussion about the city's financial picture. The issue of his comments at the chamber luncheon did not come up again. Finally, February, of course, is the time of year when broadcasters put together Valentine's Day features. Our love story might be a little different. It's about a country and its cars. Sitka resident Bill Foster recently traveled to Cuba in part to retrace his steps from his visit 53 years ago. In 1959, Fidel Castro had just come to power, and the U.S. was 6 months away from throwing an economic embargo over Cuba that would strand the island's cars in time. Foster visited Cuba last time by bicycle, this time by bus. He took some extra license plates from his extensive Alaska collection and a handful of Raven Radio bumper stickers. He came back with stories, mostly love stories, about modern Cubans who continue to care for and drive their grandfather's cars. Here's one about a man and his 49 Ford.
We visited a leper colony, and near the colony was a church, a shrine that many people came to, and there were christenings going on and things, and this fellow was waiting for his family. And the reason I got acquainted with him, this was a 49 Ford, and it was, I remember that was one of the first of the post-war Fords that looked very modern. Right after the war, the Fords looked all like the 41s and 42s, and this was just a major change in car design by Ford. I happened to have a Ford t-shirt with me, and I was waiting for the right time, and we were getting near the end of the trip, and I found this fella, and I said, I have this Ford t-shirt, because he was very proud that it was a Ford, and so I gave him the t-shirt. And I think he was taken aback. You could just tell he really liked this, and I'm sure he'd be wearing his Ford t-shirt, even though the t-shirt was Ford Mustang. It said Ford on it, and that's all he cared.
Sitkin Bill Foster with a love story from a Ford owner in Cuba. To see a slideshow from Cuba and hear more car stories, visit our website, kcaw.org. This is KCAW Sitka.